Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I sound like them. And welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. The man Bilal is tied up with some business, so he won't be with us today. So he relying on us to carry the ship. And as I say, we start everything with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We thank Allah for granting us the opportunity to be able to share our wealth with the audience of Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM school audience, and those around the Philadelphia vicinity. We'd like to just start when I'm always speaking, starting everything with unity, unity among African American people, descendants of slaves. We do the halal industry. And as I always say, we have to unite first. That is the beginning. We can't do nothing without uniting. I say that because we look at all the turmoil and all that's going on all over the world. They're not just going on just on GP. Allah's trying to show us that the people, the country, the world is divided. Any kind of hardship they might encounter is because of their inability to come together, to work together. A lot of people, we was at the Juma today, and Khatib was talking about the Palestinian situation. And he addressed the suffering of the people. But we were just talking, this been going on since 1948. This is nothing new. And only how it could happen is the people or the country wasn't strong. It wasn't united. They might be divided by words. Can't be the religion. The religion is already established. There's nothing wrong with the religion. And if there's nothing wrong with the religion, then you have to look at the leadership of these countries. It's the same thing here among the African Americans, descendants of slaves. The leadership, those who are entrusted to guide the people, whether it's in religion, whether it's business, you still trusted to guide the people. And the people are suffering because of the ignorance of those who are in charge. And we can experience that right in our hometown, our home area, and all because we've seen this time and time and time again. That's why I sit back and listen, look at the things that's going on in the Middle East. Yeah, I ask the Lord to bless the people, keep the people in our prayer. But the leadership, I don't pay them no mind because you are at fault and at the mercy. I mean, have the people at the mercy of this here man because you refused to unite. And that's what the whole thing is. We've been talking about uniting. African-American people, descendants of slaves, we're united. We unite, we'll get out of this here stronghold that we're in. We'll get out of it overnight. that we won't have no challenges, but we'll get out. We'll be on our way to success. Because why? We're moving as one. And no one person can take on the weight. And if you listen to the language, how everybody go back and forth. Well, if you do this, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. The only reason why you can do that because you're moving in the vision. And they're controlling you over your ignorance and your weakness. And at the same time, some of them might have just been sold out anyway. I wouldn't be surprised. Because they don't think nobody see what you're doing. All you have to do is look at how you treat the people. That's all you have to do. You can verify all that. And if you stand by and let the people suffer in that manner, you're just as guilty as those who's doing that too. Because you knew better. You knew better. In the way the direction of the East, they talking about bringing all the United States stuff, sports things over there, Saudi Arabia. They already got Dubai. But they want to bring football, baseball, and basketball over in Saudi Arabia. I said, whoa. That got to be. I can't believe that. But then I can believe it because I watched the activity with Dubai. We got to solve all these problems. And how we solve these problems is by the image that we will project. Not to sit around here and look like an Arab, sound like an Arab. The brother doing the critique, I said, wow. Wow, he's so much up in Arabian language that he might as well go ahead and dye his skin because he sounds just like it. And I couldn't get close to him because they finished their kutbah and they leave, so you can't grab them and have a little side conversation with them because they're gone. And this is what Islam in America has got to. Here we was, African Americans, under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brought all these things, set up everything, changed everything, especially in our community. And we letting it go on the wakes. Or not, I won't say go the wakes, but we are maybe down on our spirit. Maybe we don't feel as though that we are competent enough to address these situations. Yeah, we are. Shoot, we done already did this. We the ones was instrumental in establishing a lot of things Islamically in this here country here. All we had to do is reflect back at the activities that we established. They got the people moving towards us now. You don't hear nothing about what they can do. What did they bring to the table? Because I look at everybody, especially those who are outside our legacy. I look at them. I don't look at you as you're going to come teach me something. You might share your wealth. Your wealth is your experience with me. I accept that. But I won't accept nothing that you're going to teach me, not to be rude or disrespect or disconcern. But if you don't acknowledge where I come from, then you don't acknowledge me. If you shoot that down, you shoot me down. And I'm not going to stand for that. We the one is instrumental and had the fortitude to establish and to correct a lot of things because we've done it within our own household before. Still like to get with the youngsters, whereas they left this Islamic world mentality buffalo them, overpower them to denounce their own experience, their own their own legacy. And if they was born into that legacy, that's part of them. Yeah, if that was their father and their mother was the one that was instrumental, then they should stand up for the right of what their mother and father did to preserve that. That's just like a beginning of a setting. Our parents, the next generation, and the next, every generation should know what every generation did. There's no excuse for you to come up here and question something about what went on in the Nation of Islam without doing any kind of research on it first. There's no excuse. We can't build nothing. As a matter of fact, the way we built everything, we was unified back then. And I understand, you understand, Allah always show you something first. He take you through something. And whether you move on or whatever, it's written. That's why how he said we have to establish everything first. Everything we got to establish. Once that established, no matter what happened, it's etched in stone. It's recorded. You can't change it once you establish it. Now we have to build off of what we have established. This is what we have to do. And for somebody to come and say, hey, you wasn't on Haqqa, or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Claire Muhammad, I remember they saying, oh, they committed shirk. How do you do that? What are you talking about? First of all, you have to understand what's going on, and then understand what you're saying. You're saying it's like we as a people, no matter what we did, I'm talking about the African-American people, descendants of slaves. No matter what we did, somebody had it scrutinized. They want to look it and tear it apart, pick it apart. You understand? Are you sure you know how to do this? You sure that? Who are you? We have to come and be an example. This is why it's important that we establish the model community, because that's an example. That's an example for mankind. That sets all that up once you become an example. But you have to understand it. We don't get to understand it because you deny where we come from. So there's going to be confusion right there. And it's not going to be something balanced. You understand? It's going to be something like it's a void. It's void. That you have to come back and reestablish it. And everybody walks around and accept like it's normal. I can't do that. I can't do it. You know, I can't accept that because I know better. You know, I remember working with these Caucasians. Oh, you ain't like those other guys. What other guys? Those black guys. And they were saying real low, what do you mean I ain't like them? No, you ain't doing me. You're not like the way I was taught how you were. I said, well, you must have been taught wrong then. Yeah, yeah. You know, and this is the same thing. When we come right at them, they're going to have to back up. Taking our stand with our legacy, they're going to have to back up. Because the image that they presented, these are those from the younger generation. They have to bear witness to it. I remember when the brother was from, where was that brother from? Came, well, did he come from Chicago or did he come from Atlanta? He came from Atlanta. Remember the brother was here from the Imam Muhammad Tulich? They asked a question. The young brother asked a question.
Yeah, from Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, he's from Atlanta. Yeah. He asked a question about, you didn't say after Prophet Muhammad, Salam, what's Salam? Peace and blessings be upon him. He didn't say, and he did, yeah, yeah. Muhammad the Prophet did that. And you know, he had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Allah be pleased with him. And I'm getting, you know, bad. And it's like, I can see that he was taught against this. And I like to get the guys who's doing the teaching. Them the ones I want to see. Get the guys that's doing the teaching, and you sit down. They had a little dialogue in Philadelphia last year. It had to be about a couple years ago. And they sat back, and the people asked them a question about Nation of Islam. This is Imam Nordine of Saifullah. Now, I think it was somebody else. And they all tried to sound, you know, very authentic about, the nation with this. And tell them, guys, didn't y'all want to tell them that the Nation of Islam was a blessing, a message to the black man, for the black man? Ain't you going to tell them that? And see, if you don't tell them that, see, they take the language and put it with the mainstream Islam, and it doesn't add up. Because it was for people that was from slaves and went through slavery and everything. So they had to build their whole structure as a man, or that manhood. So that's where we was coming from the Nation of Islam. And you could always say, yeah, well, we had to build them back up and take them through a form of evolution, root them, clean them up. Then they become ready for mainstream Islam, in which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the people that. He told the people in the East that, what he was doing. And they said, and they agreed and said to continue on doing what you're doing.
That's right.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. The youngsters, you don't know that history. You know, if you want to know something, you got to do some research. We sitting here talking about this war over here in the East, over in the Middle East. In order for you to understand what's going on, you got to go do the research. You got to go back to where it started from. Then, see what's, where it started and how it got to this here point. Then you can form an opinion over. Being swayed by the media about what somebody else said. You understand it by yourself, because whatever you do, you're the one got to deal with it. That's why the Imam had said to talk about the jinn. The jinn is your lifeline. You can look at it and you can determine which way you want to go, with an intelligent approach to it, an intelligent decision, how you want to deal with it, not being swayed by the way the crowd is, where the majority of the people is, where the sympathy is. Oh, yeah, I'm all for Hamas, or I'm all for the Israelis. No, I'm all for what's right. What is the right one? Who is that for? What is that for? And be able to point it out. But this is, you had fault at this. This is what you did. You understand? The people shouldn't have to suffer for that. You're abusing the people. You're taking advantage of the people. And that's where the leadership comes in there. It's just like if you look at your family, your mother and father, they ain't going to let nobody come and bother their kids, their children. The worst thing you could do was do something to these people, kids. They freaks out, bounce all off the walls to get back at you over that. That's what the leadership in those countries over there in the Middle East should have done. And if they had to bond together to fight the force, then they should have did that. But they can't do that because of petty differences. Majority of time in a school of thought. And look at that. You can't do nothing together, and the people are suffering, getting killed, they destroying them, and you all messed up over a school of thought. And then here, you and in the United States, all tell you bet not do nothing. You bet not get up, you know. Same kind of stuff as that. And you're going to tell me, you're going to try to teach me the religion? You're going to have a hard time with me for that. With that, I can't accept that. I can't accept that at all. Here we trying to build something, and we have the remedy of to get it off the ground. We have it. And we have also the remedy how to create economics. We have it. It's written right down in the sketch, and we read it. We deal with it every day. We've been dealing with it every day, ever since we've been here on this program. Every day. And we want to continue to do it every day because it has to happen. We got to do it. I look still, again, look at the people. I see they probably looking for somebody to take charge. But no, you don't put nobody up to take charge of nothing. You do it on your own free will, just like Allah invited us to Islam. He's going to invite us to the halal industry. Do for self. And it's going to come real naturally. Because the way things is moving, you're going to have something. You understand that to give the people some hope, taking them on another level. I also like to say, too, is that the brother he did today, he talked about doing what's right and doing what's wrong, and he also said do what's halal and do what's and what's haram. I said, yeah, that's our kind of language. That's what we talk about. But we have to grow up. We can't be caught up in the emotion. Us against them, and he sound like they was picking on the society or the world is picking on the Muslims. Society ain't picking on us. We are our own worst enemy, not society. We are. I would say the society is waiting on us to present something different than what they already seen. All we seen. And everybody's seen around the world, is not war. Here's a war there, they won there. Everybody is a war. Every 5, 10, 20 years, there's a major war. To accomplish what? Nothing. You just kill a lot of people. Sell a little arms. Somebody make money off of weapons. That's what I see. I ain't seen nothing come about that benefit mankind. Nothing. A lot of these wars are for business day. Like I say, sell arms, material. They have to make it look as though somebody did something wrong. Destruction with they went in the Iraqi war and destruction. Well, that was a lot, but that's what I'm saying. They have to lie to justify their actions, just like they're using this Hamas thing. Oh yeah, but we are bombing all this because they attacked a Jewish settler area, killed 1,400 people. I don't believe none of them. I done seen the fake news. They dramatize everything, and what they want to do is they want to appeal to the sentimentals of the people around the world. That's what I see. I don't see nothing. You can't come to the table and sit here and say, you're wrong in this, and why you didn't have to do this. We could have settled this yesterday. You don't hear that. You just hear sympathy. And then that's from that end. Then from our end, on this end, you hear more sympathy. I don't hear no sympathy. Yes, my heart goes out to the people, but the people is not in control over this situation. So I have to, might have to put them aside for just a little minute until we can get to the real source, until we can rectify those who's in the authority. Allah said that you should submit and listen to those who are in authority. But if they not function the way Allah wants, the betterment for the people, you have to get rid of them. Get them out of the way. But that's not the issue here. That's not the issue that we've been accustomed to. Because, again, they had kept the people, masters of the people, raping. People don't know that, but they still feeling the pain of that ignorance, of that approach. I'm saying all this is that we have to unite. You ain't gonna wait till nobody sit there and got their foot on your neck telling you can't breathe. Don't wait till that happen. Approach it. Like you was invited to do this. You get an invitation to come and be a part of an industry that's going to be built to serve mankind. But we have to have a starting point. We're starting with the African-American descendants of slaves, because they are the most qualified for this, the downtrodden. With the law, how law talks about the downtrodden, to raise them up with Allah's name in the image that Allah wants us to be. That's the challenge. With no force, no lies. You just appeal to your conscious mind. Hadi man Muhammad said, man means mind. You approach the mind, and if you deal with it from the mind, you're making a decision. You decide if that's what you want to do. And how well you want to do it is how well you will show in your actions. We come in here, we do be a part of everything. But it's us. We want going to have to do this. We have to be an example for the people. Example for the people to encourage them to labor on with us. We can't be jumping in and out on things, getting on a bandwagon, jumping off the bandwagon, because that's going to create unnecessary dissension. We have to stay firm in our course. But by us knowing direction or knowing where we're going, it's easy. It's easy to do this. Stay focused. Stay focused. Build a camaraderie among each other. And then move on. Do I think we're going to get everybody? No. No, I don't. But I do think that we're going to get enough to establish what we want to do in the bill. I know we're going to get that much. And I'm not looking for everybody to come all at once. Anytime you build with something, you get the people to build the basic aspect first, build the foundation of everything. Then the next layer of people will come. That's my vision. I can be wrong, but I've been around it. I've seen how it works, and I'm gonna go by that. I'm a roll with that, because it's a starting point. And as long as we're an example, and as long as we stay firm in our conviction and keep our focus on it, we gonna get this here done. Some people might not think that. We're going to do it. I was at the Juma again today. How's Imam Bilal doing with the halal? I said, we're coming along, man. We're coming along. We're getting there, you know. Oh, okay. You know, You're not getting too much out of me. That's the name, rank, and the serial number out of me. Keep it simple. Keep it the basics of it. Because this is our time. So I'd like to take a PSA right now and let James, Brother James read from the class.
Thank you, Brother Nate. As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 48th Surah, the Quran, ayats 7, 8, 9, and 10. For to Allah belong the forces of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is exalted in power, full of wisdom. We have truly sent thee as a witness, as a bringer of glad tidings, and as a warner, in order that ye, O men, may believe in Allah and his messenger, that ye may assist and honor him, and celebrate his praises morning and evening. Verily, those who plight their fealty to thee do no less than plight their fealty to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands, and anyone who violates his oath does so to the harm of his own soul. And anyone who fulfills what he has covenanted with Allah, Allah will soon grant him a great reward. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Bilal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community.
Yeah, James, Brother James, thank you there. Nate Muhammad here again. The Halal Industry, Do For Self. Coming in to Do For Self. You know, I've been used to at doing a Juma, listening to a Juma, where the Khatib, the first part of that Khatib, his talk is glorificating of Allah, glorifying Allah, reminding us to do what Allah says, reminding us that by doing what Allah say, we're guaranteed success for those who understood it. But then the second part, I thought it was to talk about the community, what's going on in the community. A lot of times the Jumas or the Khatib, his talk about something that's going on in the community, and it's basing around how Allah get behind and how we should do it the way Allah say to it. This is my understanding of. And the second part is to remind the community of how to function under what Allah says. And that's moving as one. Everything doing moving as one. When he said your prayers is better in congregation than individual, that's moving as one. That's what Allah said. Because I always thought, too, that the Jumu'ah was like the first day of the week. You're starting everything with Allah's name and building and establishing things within the community. And it's like a combination of things. And then the next week you follow up with it until we become successful in it. And this is just me. Now, maybe I can be wrong and I can be maybe off base or whatnot. I can accept that. But this is what I think. This is what's on my mind. And I sit back and I'll listen to you. And I sit back and I don't try to critique what you're saying. I try to see how I can use what you're saying and what I'm trying to do or where I'm thinking. And lately I've been having a problem with that because I can't adjust to the structure there because it's not designed where the people are going to benefit from. It's almost like somebody that you can come in and it's like an entertainer. He sit there and he gives you a show. I'm not interested in being entertained. I listen to you because I look for stuff that can help me. I mean, man, Muhammad said a good listener is not one that talk verbatimly what the person has said. He'll talk about what he got out of that conversation. And I've been using that ever since because I see it benefited me. So I listen. But some of them, I don't get nothing out of it. I don't like to be rude because at Juma, you can't say nothing. You it's like you labor right through it. And that's respect. And that's respect for Juma. That's the respect. You don't have to agree with, but you have to respect. That's the integrity of the whole situation. But I know sooner or later I'm going to have to say something because I don't know if I continue to take it or to accept it. But it's always in a very respectful way. Intelligently, but respectful. Because we have to do it because the way the community get laid. Anytime you have anything, you have to have a direction, a purpose, where you want to lead your people. You take your family out, you might take them out of Audi. You have to have a plan for your family and what you're going to do in that Audi. And that there helps help everybody define what they can do. All right, Dad, we're going to go in here. We're going to this theme park. And we got all the things we need. Okay, we're going to go set up our area at the picnic table. And then we're going to get organized. And then we're going to move on two by two or what, in whatever direction where you want. That's a plan. And when you have people behind you, they can follow that plan because they know what's going on. They're aware of what goes on. And then they'll look at themselves and see where they fit in, what they can do within that plan. That's dealing with people and being directors. We did with the construction thing. You have to have a direction, a plan, how you want to get the work done. You already know what has to be done, but you have to have a plan. And if you lay out the plan, the guys can follow. A lot of times they will. You had some disregard, but you had a plan. It's better than not having nothing. When you're dealing with people, you definitely have to have a plan. And through that plan, you have to have your purpose. Our plan for an economical aspect is to do for self. We want to learn to work with each other, supporting each other. Not looking for handouts, subsidized, money from the government, money here. No, we generate our own wealth. They keep talking about $200 million going through the African-American community. Yeah, it probably is. Probably is. But by us being so scattered, you never even notice. But if we do, we go to build and do for ourselves, we'll be accountable for that whole $200 million. All we had to do was take that money and start putting it in a pot to service us and what we need, what is needed in our community. there's jobs. But right now, today, I didn't even really notice it that the youngsters, it's not a lot about young people working. It's not. They're in jail, selling drugs, in a mental facility, but they're not, as we would call, hands-on, where we can reach out and touch them. We got to rally that back up. We have to get to you, and we have to sit here and see now what is affecting us as a community, as a body of people. I see we're trying to be led by somebody other than our own with a rightful plan for us. That's what I see. We have to appeal back to the youth and tell them to come back home and listen to us, or get accustomed back with being with us. Right now, they out following whoever. They create their own way of what they doing. Still saying about the brother said that I don't listen to no old music. I don't listen to no old, look at no old TV shows. Commentator said, well, then do you listen to elder people? Yeah, I listen to them. No, he said, do you respect elder people? Yes, I respect elder people, but I don't listen to them. So I'm saying, whoa, there's your problem there. You're gullible. You all, for anybody to come and try to undermine you, you're a perfect example for them. They like people like you. You know, you're young and dumb. All because he said it. I don't listen to nobody, no old folks. I don't listen. The worst thing you could do is not listen. Nobody is successful out here without listening to somebody. Everybody had a teacher. Ideas, they got ways to bring about their idea, but they don't have any direction. They don't have any direction. Why? And how do you know they don't have any direction? Because all they doing is smoking that weed. That's all you do. You walk in, when you come around the young folks, you know they're going to be smoking weed. They got their weed. And then they'll sit up there and say some stupid stuff like, oh, yeah, it's natural. It's growing from the earth. Yes. Yes, it do. But they put all kind of embalming through it. Horse tranquilizer, all that on your weed, that would make it toxic. And that's why you have a toxic response. And it's worse than what we will do coming up. It's worse now. But that's why, you know, everything going to have to get worse before it get better. You got to see its whole thing all the way out. That's how it all works. You got to see it all the way out for a change to come. You can't come in a change in the middle or something. You understand? Because half the people messed up, the other half the people aren't. You want everything to be clean. Come in, look, oh, man, I ain't got nowhere else to go. Well, then the only way to go is up. And this is where we're going. We're going up. But before you go up, you got to have established some form of integrity. You have to be accountable for your action. You can't come in here I'm a wing it. I'm just here because the court told me I got to be here. This is what happened with a lot of, we had some youth. The court sent them to be monitored. His mind ain't on this. He's been forced to do this. And then what was the result? They wind up skipping it, leaving it alone. I'd rather go back to jail, or I'd rather do this, because there's no challenge there, because you already got a foot on the individual net. We want to come in independently, willingly, willfully, because then you can receive everything better. You can accept whatever you have to encounter, because we will lay out everything what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Can't ask for nothing more, because our objective is we want to build economic strength. We want to have your own business. We want to have our own community vibrant. Everything function about everything what we need: banks, real estate office, grocery stores, shoe stores, gas stations, finance places, banks. This is what we want in our community. We want to build our community, build it around that, where we'll be self-sufficient in our own community. As if you ever heard the man talk about the food desert, we won't have to go through that because we'll be growing our own food. We have people that can do all that just among ourselves. And if they can't do it, we can always get to it and learn it. So it is never in doubt that we can't get nothing done. There's never. A negative attitude should never slip in your mind. Negativity should never. We all thinking progressively. Progressively moving in a direction that nobody haven't been there yet. A lot of them talked it, but none of them been there yet. They might have dreamt it, but they haven't been there yet. We have the remedy to establish and get the wheel turning, moving towards what we need. And it was meant for us to do it, or else we wouldn't be talking about it. We ain't sitting here dreaming, or I am wishing we could do this. No, we ain't doing that. We laying out to do it. We preparing to do it. And I like to refer something back to like with the construction, that period that is that they have when they writing the scope of work, they writing everything, what they want done, how they want done it, who's to perform it, and how they want to perform it. All this stuff getting ready is written. And you spend all this time, this is what I call the downtime, accumulating all that. And I think this is what we're doing right now. This is downtime. We're accumulating everything we need to make this thing happen. That's what I see. The same pattern that we're going, I already seen we did it before, or I was involved in it, doing it before. I seen it. And I know it could work. Because it's a matter, again, like we say, everything was written on paper, and we took whatever was on paper and made it happen, created that image, created anything we want. We just took from what we had laid out, how they used to say, plan your work and work your plan. This is what we're doing now, planning everything. Again. Do I look for everybody? A lot of people? No, not really. Well, sometimes at the beginning, you don't need a lot of people. But once you lay it out, and when the people start coming, you have to be directive. You have to be able to delegate which way to go, how to go, and why to go, why to be. Or else you're going to lose the attention of the people. We sitting here. We thank the brother Amin Muhammad for extending a warm invitation for us to again share our vision with it, to allow industry to do for self, and we getting help from everybody, those who's concerned, those who want to help bring about this model community. And once everything gets to going and all, I know the people are going to start arriving because everybody likes success. Everybody want to be identified with success. Everybody, progress, they want to be a part of. But this time is designed to lay out everything to get everything done, set up the way we want to do it. We happen to be here every day. You're on the radio every day, 7 days a week. Sometimes it's a little taxing. Sometimes it stops you from doing what you some other things you had to do. But we have to do it because we got an opportunity to do this. Now, whether we reaching a large audience or small audience, or maybe none at all, it doesn't matter. Long as we sincerely the program and humbly speak in a manner to help our people, the African Americans, descendants of slaves, help uplift them from an economical standpoint. As long as we do that, the hope is always there. The desire is always there. Sometimes you might be down a little bit, but when you start talking about progress, at least I do, I get some more arise, come alive, because I know that this is not just me. This is all of us. And I know Allah's hands are doing that. So I know I'm in good company. I'm in good hands. And to be a part of this, that's all I look for to be. Just a part of it. Today, we're doing our part. And it's being recorded as us being doing our part. We want to move towards the model community. That's what I mean by the phases, three phases there. Unity, unify, do for self, to build a model community. Using the halal in the industry as the vessel to move all of them. To get all those three things done, we using the halal industry. As we look at what the Imam said, we want to establish a model community in every city, just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad established a lot of temples in every city, every major city, some small city. But it takes to get one done. Here we're in Philadelphia, the top of the clock. So we're going to be starting off everything. We're going to be in the forefront in everything because we are the example. I know that the people looked at it in the nation under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, looked to Philadelphia to spearhead things, which they did. They had some very good leaders here that came through Philadelphia to help establish the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have a role model. We have something to move off. We have something to start with. We're not coming shooting from the hip or whatever come down and shoot. No. We're using what they did yesterday. We look back at yesterday. You look back at the past to prepare for the future. We get back, we take back from the past. We knew what they did back in the past. We knew what they did right and wrong. So we also know what not to do, what not to accept. All because we was like, I said we was like either ruined or we were made aware. We was made aware of how we gonna get this done. That's why I know we're going to get this done. God, I mean, it's just simple, you know. And see, then now, I can't get upset based on what I see because I can get excited about what we can be, what we can do, what we want to do. That's what I sit here and I look at. I sit here and we talk. That's be on my mind. I think this all the time. because we're involved. We know it's going to, it has to happen. It's going to happen. So I'm looking forward for it to happen. And then on the other, in the other entity that we still fighting or being challenged with the city aspect, some people down in the city, that we're going to withstand that. But that's coming into an end because we done been past the hard part. And if we still standing, they're going to have to move. They're going to have to bear witness. They're going to have to bear witness on whatever we've been trying to do. All because this is our time. I think we done labored hard and came through the struggles, the challenge that Allah put on us. I think we did very well. Now, it's just being patient again. When the time comes, when the curtains go up, and it's time, how they say, time to make the donuts, time to get busy and share and show what we know. But we have to do it. We have to unite first. Can't get around that. Unite in the oneness of Allah, not any kind of thing we want to do. We have to unite. We have to unite in order to build out, in order to deal, to do for self there. I still think that script is written so good. And I have to commend the brother, the imam, for putting it down that way. Mm-hmm. I have to give him his props, you know. And now we all has to do our part. Everybody got a part in this, and we have to do it. We have to take charge of ourselves. Because, we just got the notice of the 90 seconds. And again, I like to thank, I will give to James the mic, let him read the final announcement. And I like to thank you for granting us the opportunity to share our vision. This is Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry. Do for self.
Thank you, Brother Nate. Assalamu alaikum. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do for Self, with your hosts, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Again, we want to thank everyone for joining into the program today. And inshallah, we talk tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
No, he got it.